Hello, welcome again, everybody, to another episode of the Minnesota Swimmen Vibecast. I am your host today, Mark Seguin, and we have our first ever group podcast live from St. Thomas Academy. We have John Barnes, head coach there, as well as coach at Blackline Aquatics, as well as three of his young, talented, and well-spoken swimmers. Who do we have in the background there?
William Nash.
Introduce yourselves.
Wang Wen, I'm a sophomore.
And I'm Luke Max, I'm also a sophomore.
Excellent. Welcome, boys. I appreciate you guys joining in. We're going to talk a little bit about how you approach swimming as a team sport and the benefits of that. Before we get into that, for people in the audience that don't know John, which I can't imagine there's very many out there, you've been around a while and accomplished so much. Give us a little background on your coaching and your history with the sport.
Quick Reader's Digest version for my two friends out there and the rest of the people in Minnesota. Been coaching since 84. Worked down at University of Texas for a while. I started off as a club coach, and fast forward to 1998, I came to St. Thomas and sort of, yeah, I'm old. Been here for 25 years. Started off part-time, started coaching football here in 2001. Started coaching lacrosse in 2009-ish. And then they made me a teacher, really, if I had, I rolled the balls out and told them to play dodgeball and kickball and things like that. And then what they always do with old coaches, they move them into advancement because we have no problem asking for money.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Very distinguished career. I will highlight there was some Minnetonka time in there. And as a Minnetonka grad, I always have to call that out. The red and blue of the Skippers. So, yeah. Tell us a little bit about what some of your key principles are as a coach, not just in swimming, but as you said, you coach football, you coach lacrosse. What are some of the core principles you see that carry over wherever you're coaching that you kind of live by?
Coaching is built on relationship, love, caring, and trust. And it's not the X's and O's. I mean, geez, I'm sorry. Any young coach who thinks it's how he designs a workout or designs a practice, he ain't going that far. She ain't going that far. It's about getting kids to work together, that as corny as it sounds, and these guys will all roll their eyes, but it's all about the love and the caring and working as a group together to accomplish things. And it's, you know, when they need a 2x4 somewhere, you give them the 2x4. When they need a hug, you give them a hug. You figure out what button it is on each person, but it's not about how you design stuff or run a practice. It's about that you trust them, they trust you, and you have their back, and hopefully they have your back.
Do you agree with that, boys? Yeah. Is that how it feels for you when you're participating?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Are any of you guys in any other sports?
All of them.
Yeah, I was in.
All right. All the sports.
Oh, I'm in football, and then I used to be in baseball, but I stopped that this year, and then you guys.
Yeah, I used to play baseball too in middle school, and I did track last year.
I'm in football as well as swimming.
So in these other sports where John's not coaching, do you feel the same philosophy is or approach is being taken, where they're really focused more on team building and relationships rather than X's and O's, so to speak?
For football, not really.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a completely different coaching
style. Yeah, for sure.
I think they have some of it. Now,
yep.
Football is a brand new coach. I learned how our community works. I think he's going to try to grow into that. I'm not going to disagree with these guys. It's not there yet, but it wasn't there in 1998 for me either. I mean, hell, they tried to get me fired in the
right
first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think, John, you could probably attest to this too. As a younger coach, that is something you have to grow into. When I first started coaching, my philosophy was just work harder. I'll solve everything.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
When I was young, it was like, okay, I want an Olympian. I want somebody in national teams. I want this. Yeah, that comes through process, but that drove me when I was 25 to 30. You know, now that retirement age, I want to see these guys be happy, be successful. Now, you know, they know we're going hunting next year. Big time hunting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to describe what animal we're hunting, but we're hunting. And I'm not going to hide that fact. That's one of the things, you know, I don't hide.
That's awesome.
You know, and B-dubs, yeah, we're coming after your butt next year. It's out there, and I, what life is. I don't hide any fact of putting you can call it pressure, you can put it whatever you want, but that's part of the team thing is like, here's what we're trying to do as a group.
And I think, and I'll ask both the boys and you, do you find as part of the team, most of the fun comes from chasing that rather than achieving it? I mean, achieving it's nice, but the pursuit of that itself, it's kind of where all the fun happens. Do you feel that way?
Real quick, I'll answer real quick because I've been on both ends. It's real fun being on top. But then you have to get on your back. Now, the last 8 years, you know, Blake Breck has been head and shoulders, mail them the trophy, you know, but we're chasing after them. And then it does make it fun, you know. And it's a lot of fun when you have these guys who, you know, they came off the prep bowl on a Saturday and they had to walk in and practice on Monday. And that sucked butt. I mean, he was ready to quit, didn't want to swim. He was ready to quit, didn't want to swim. And I remember talking to Will one day. I go, dude, I've had that. I've walked off the field after getting first loser in the prep bowl and then had to go to a swim practice.
Yep.
It sucked. And it took me 3 weeks of that season to like, okay, I got to shift gears. And that's, you know, it's so proud to watch guys who aren't swimmers. You know, they're, you know, these guys all just, I was, you know, walking, talking, swimming robots, and I respect all the work people put in. But when you see guys who don't swim from March 3rd to November and able to accomplish what they can do because they believe in each other, makes it very satisfying.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, I think having like a common goal that you're trying to get towards is a lot of fun. Especially for all the guys, that's like all we talk about. Now that we know like it's actually like real years, but like, I think that this upcoming year is going to be fun without, not like because we don't have the pool, but because we have like something to overcome now. So I think that's going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Hell, we're homeless and hungry next year. We don't have a pool. We have.
Man. Well, it's a bit of a drive, but you guys are always welcome to come practice out at Delano with our team whenever you want. We have an open door policy. You show up, you can get in the pool. Hey. You know my rule on Saturday, we can't have Saturday practice unless there's donuts for everybody. That's just, I live by that. So, yeah, sorry. I can't, we're anti-bagel. I guess. Yeah, we go out and hunt our own donuts. Bring them back in. Also, and I want to kind of get back to that team aspect too with when coming in right after like football, right? And it's really hard and you're feeling a lot of adversity. Do you guys find it's a lot easier when you have teammates to kind of like rally around you and pick you up through that?
I think it's more fun when you're, you know, in practice with all the guys and you get to like, you know, screw around, make him mad. Just trying to do, you know, no one has to get done and just trying to get back into it, into the thing of, you know, just get back into swimming. It's tough, but you know.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. With John being obviously knowing that we're coming from that football season and knowing that we're not really in the mindset to grind yet, allowing us to like just talk with friends, be chill for the first at least couple weeks of practice, ease back into it, makes it a lot easier, a lot more fun.
Yeah, and you guys usually have 10 pounds of muscles in all the wrong places for swimming too when you come out of football. I don't need you to have a sturdy base when I want you to swim.
I won't deny part of our lifting program is definitely football based.
Does it?
You know, squats, deadlifts, cleans, all add explosion, and these guys all enjoy doing it. And I don't know many teenage boys who don't enjoy weight. So let's let them do what they enjoy. And Steve Rosga, very unique personality. Steve can talk to a wall for a half hour and not realize it, but he's really good at designing programs, takes what I want and builds it into what he kind of does. And it's, you know, it's sort of a nice little bromance.
Sure.
Do you guys approach your strength training as a team as well? Do you find that there's aspects of being a team that help you through that? Do you like push each other?
Accountability time. If like someone doesn't like do it right, we make sure like you got to restart every time you do it wrong.
Okay.
So until we do it right, senior leaders like make sure we do it right, like by like pushing up.
Accountability time for people who don't know. I don't punch.
I think I've seen some videos of accountability time.
Yeah, no, you get special one-on-one coaching with Hurricane Rick, my assistant coach, and he takes them out in the hallway. An hour of.
Yep.
I don't want to say abuse. Yeah. Very, very intense one-on-one coaching. Yeah.
Yeah.
One-on-one attention, really.
Say,
the strength training is a fun aspect. And obviously just being competitive, you see guys putting up weight.
That's love in itself right there.
Try to put on more weight. You're not just going to like slack off when you're in there seeing all of your teammates actually working. So it pushes everyone to work harder.
You know, and then we have two to three coaches in there. And, you know, we know a guy's on a big set. You'll hear that weight room screaming going on, you know, that old 1980s style.
That's awesome. That is so cool. What is it? So I have a lot of conversations with people when I hear them say swimming's an individual sport. It drives me crazy. What is it about swimming that makes it a good team sport for you guys?
I don't think
so. Like, right? How would you combat someone saying, you know, it's an individual sport. You control your swim. It's you against the clock. What would you say to that?
You hear the Tommy's chant. That really gets me going. I don't know about you guys, but it really gets me. It gets my heart pumping. It gives me the adrenaline when I need to, you know, get to the wall before everyone else.
I mean, yeah, I think it's really a team sport. I can say personally, if swimming was an individual sport and didn't have that team aspect that I love, that I wouldn't swim. But because you do, you get out there, you're behind the blocks, and it could be a dual meet, and you're at this pool, or it could be state. You're getting up behind the blocks, and you do hear that Tommy's, and you hear everyone cheering for you. It gives me chills, and then you get up and you have that motivation to strive to be better for your teammates. You want to beat the other people for your teammates, not just for you.
And I would say that listening to your other podcast, Josiah, guys like that, might be club swimmers, and that's what they do. But when you hear them talk about high school, they're never talking about what they did. They talk about what the team did. And that high school swimming is a team sport. Club swimming is about you. It's an I sport. And I run both, right? Me high school swimming any day of the week. And I'll tell you, these guys have all heard it. If you enjoy the team part of swimming, that's what college is. You got guys that you socialize with. You have unique times after practices. And it's all together.
Yeah.
We have glass walls in our building, so everyone wants to walk by and wave at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. It's good to be polite, right? You can't ignore them. If they wave, you got to wave back. We're totally chill with that here. Yeah, I know one of the things that I talk about a lot is I think we can be more team-centric in club swimming. I know it's harder. I know it's easy to say you're an individual there, but do you think it's possible to have some of those team aspects in club swimming?
They've developed it pretty well. There's certain teams in Minnesota that do it pretty well. But I think a lot of what happens in other states like Texas, they're allowed to do high school and club. So it's sort of one animal together. Here we're, you know, because of rules, it's very segmented. You can't do them both.
Right. In fact, we probably overcompensate for that rule to make it look like not even the appearance of both, right? We further distance ourselves between. And I know that's kind of something that's on my list to take a look at and say, how can we maybe take a different approach to this? Because other states do it just fine.
Like eight-ish.
Very cool.
Just summer is when I really kind of stopped club swimming. But it's the aspect of it being like an eight-hour meet both days of the weekend makes it exhausting. And you can't be cheering for every single one of you. Teammates up behind there, so the team aspect kind of just fades because everyone's exhausted and trying to focus on when their next race is.
Like I can say, club wise, the one meet that we go to that none of these guys have is when we go down to the Florida meet in July. It's not a national meet; it's teams from all over Jamaica, Caymans, Canada. But you're outside in the beautiful weather, and it's music blaring during the races. Blaring, so it promotes that team atmosphere.
We were there.
You guys were there.
That one was a fun meet. Yeah, I agree with that.
And you saw John Bradley post about that meet months ago. How do we? Simply, you do it. You don't do it. You take the darn book and you throw it in the garbage and you think outside the box.
Yep. Right. Yeah. And I think we'll see some of that going forward this summer, at least some trials of that. But I agree. There's ways to do it. And we can say damn on the podcast. It's okay. Yeah. Any of my swimmers know my vocabulary is quite diverse when it comes to swear words. We're not going to offend anybody here and the five people that listen. What's it look like? Yeah, I know. I love watching you guys swim. I know John and I talked a little bit, at least via email, how he said this kind of really close team Tommy vibe you have kind of makes other teams dislike you. Do you feel that's the case?
Well, they see your uniform and I get a lot of weird looks.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good morning officer.
Yeah, it's just random people you meet.
Really?
So, like, random kids from Eastview.
Maybe.
And when I say I went to STA, they hate it.
Yeah. So, no, it's just weird.
Yeah.
Girls like it, though. So.
Yeah. Really? Interesting. Well, we'll have to try to overcome the stigma. I think it's fun. I love the Tommy chant. I love when teams have something unique to themselves. That has lasted over years and years and years. It may annoy some people, but I think it's great. I think you guys have established some really deep traditions that you carry forward year after year. And that kind of, for me as an outsider, lets me know what your culture is like. Like, I see that you have deep roots to whatever your team culture has been. And it probably hasn't changed all that much since the days of Tommy Malchow and some of those great swimmers back then. And that's a really good thing. And I think that's a testament to your coach. I think that's a testament to you as boys willing to buy into that and embrace it and then add your own little spin on it too, right? Because there are some differences. And again, John, chime in if you disagree, but kids today and kids 20 years ago are just different beasts.
But I do think society sometimes makes kids.
Yeah.
But if you can peel away the onion more, I think kids are still the same. They're willing to do what is asked of them.
Yeah.
My personal old man opinion.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. I respect that. Like, I respect that.
I'm not Luke, but Jordan.
I just try to think of what I did when I was a kid and what you guys have available to do as your age now, and it just seems
Jordan
so foreign.
Never really liked to totally kill himself in a practice. A lot of times we go in towards the end of the
lane. I'll pick on Luke.
But when it came race day,
yep,
and something was needed, I'd pick up and race like a son of a gun. And these guys have heard some coaches love teams of trainers. Not me. Give me those boys who love to race. Give me a kid who loves to race and good things can happen. A kid who hates to lose.
Yeah.
Everybody loves winning. I want the kids who hate to lose.
Yep. I always say, give me a kid that just wants to be there. I can take it from there.
But you let it burn.
Yeah, that's true. And being okay when you do, for at least a little bit. At least don't let it be world ending. There's nothing better than the slow fire. Right? Back when I swam, we had one state in, I think, 88 and lost in 89. And 90 had that slow fire burn all the way through it. You just kind of felt it every day. It was. Apple Valley went 1, 2, 3 in the 500. Yeah, that was, and Jason and I are really good friends. It's good to see him in coaching again. But yeah, that was a painful year. And obviously, if you knew Tim Daly, he didn't let you forget about it either. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to talk offline someday about some good Daly stories. I have a bazillion of them. And no one's probably shaped the positive parts of my life more than that man did as a coach. So great. I think that's pretty good. Anything you guys want to add about you guys building a team and swimming and the benefits of it? What's it look like when it's right? Just say us, right?
But you can just see kids clicking together, guys who are not good, maybe not even friends with each other, but all of a sudden they're in total support of each other and they're focusing together. When things are wrong, those little pods and clicks start to separate.
Yeah.
So when I don't know, as Eddie Reese would say, no coach knows anything. It's all always guessing. But you can tell when they're really coming together.
And it's like water in the cracks.
Separate and become a group. That's when you know you're on a good path.
I completely agree with that. You can tell when people are locked in and people are, they're either behind the lanes or they are. They're a little group sitting around, whatever, talking while the meet's going on. But when everyone's, you can tell too by just their expression. You can tell they want to win, and they're all behind the blocks. That is really.
You know, we go to a dual meet that we know is whatever it's going to be, and my pregame speech might last 30 seconds, and I don't hide the fact of okay, let's just get this over with and move on to the next thing. Compared to true team state. which, yeah, everyone might say, oh, STA rests and shaves. But no, you know what? We don't. We go 6,006. We have a set pattern we do every year. We keep lifting, but I think these guys will admit, I start selling that, and I think coaching is sales. I start selling the idea of what we're going to accomplish at True Team State probably 2 weeks before, and then the week of it, it gets intense.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good meet for it. I like that meet too. I know with us on the Orono side with my girls, was the first time Busy hadn't won True Team State in a while, and that wasn't an accident, and we had we wanted to win that. That was a goal to start the season. So awesome. Well, I thank you boys and John for taking the time out of your day to talk to us and share kind of a little peek under the hood of the St. Thomas Academy team and what it's built on and some of the benefits of that. And I look forward to watching you guys chase your goal of dethroning Breck Blake next year. It should be fun. That's true. You did say B-dubs. B-dubs. That could be a lot. It could be Buffalo Wild Wings. It could be anything, really. Yeah. Yeah. It could be me for all I know. You could have, Delano Watertown Mayor could have a target on its back and we don't even know it yet.
Swimming and as a sport, generating stress is amazing. Just want to thank you for that. Because, I mean, these consumers, and I know they, I'm not going to say they follow you religiously, but they do know what. They don't follow anything religiously.
We don't have that.
It's been my pleasure, and I wouldn't. Yeah, I was going to say, I have a long list of people that followed me religiously that ended up in bad spots. Old stuff. We won't get into it. But no, I appreciate it, and it really is kind of a wee thing. To me, the swimming community in Minnesota is its own team. We just don't know that yet, and I don't think we quite realize the power of that yet. And when we get there, it's going to be pretty good stuff. I think it's how the sport eventually takes a next step and grows. But it takes everyone to contribute a little bit, right? It takes you guys taking the time and sharing what you do and being okay with that. And it takes a lot of people willing to do that. And I think we're making good progress. And I think you guys set a really good example for what that is. And an understanding that we're all different, right? How John approaches things and I approach the things, we have some similarities and we have some things that are going to be totally different. Does that mean one of us is right, one of us is wrong? Nope, just different. Although John's probably right and I'm probably wrong if you get down to it. But we don't need to get into the details of that right here. But yeah, it's about that. It's a great sport, boys. It's the greatest sport in my mind. The best people come out of it. You come out ready-made for life if you pay attention to the lessons in swimming.
Cross energy to swimming. And that, to me, that's, I think, an important component. Yeah. So.
That's awesome. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Intensity will carry you. Heart carries you a long ways.
No.
All right, boys. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. John, go hit a golf course. And we'll see some of you guys on Friday for Allstate.
But the weather's not going to allow it. Yep.
You guys are going?
Thank you. Yeah.
That's all right. Sounds good. We won't see you there. I'll salute you. All right. Take care, boys. Oh, no good. Understood. All right. Take care. Yep. Bye.